Okay, we'll get started.
好，我们现在开始上课。
Welcome along to class.
欢迎大家回到课程来。
I'll have to give my apologies in advance because my voice isn't very good today.
啊，我要先听，要先跟大家这个道歉，因为他喉咙今天不太舒服。
If it cuts out completely, then it's just going to have to take over and teach.
如果他等下没声音了，就换我来讲。
Yeah, I'm not supposed to mention any names.For fear of reprisal. Okay. Anyway, we'll begin as we do with every class, the standard operating procedure of naming our sins to God the Father.
就如同每一堂的课，我们要从我们的 SOP 开始，就是向我们的神认罪。
And this ensures that we have the power of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
对天父的认罪可以让我们可以有整个圣灵充满的这个能量。
And this gives us the power to understand Bible doctrine.
而因着圣灵的力量，我们可以真正的了解整个圣经里面给我们的教导。
Okay, so these things in mind, we'll name our sins to God according to 1 John 1:9.
好，所以我们现在对神认罪是根据约翰一书的一章九节。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message and the Holy Spirit makes these things understandable to us, that we can see your plan form more clearly in our souls.
我们祈祷呢，我们能够非常的了解你要教导我们的事情，而且让我们能够经由这样子的学习，知道你的计划，你对我们的计划。
So we give thanks for all the spiritual resources that you've given to us.
特别感谢上帝给我们所有的灵属灵的能量。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, as is also a standing operating procedure for these classes, we have to step back a couple of slides usually to get a review, and then we can move forward again.
也是 SOP 中的一项，就是我们所有的课程呢都会温习上一次的教导，然后再往后面继续推进。
We got to the stage in our study talking about the will of God. What is the will of God for our lives?
我们在讨论呢，到底上帝对我们的旨意是什么？对我们的生命的旨意。
Remember, we saw the contrast between the standard.God as Jehovah, as the absolute God, you know, he sets the standard. And then we see a contrast, for example, like Lucifer, who rebels against God, and then David, who was a man after God's own heart.
因为上帝是我们真正的标准，而相对于上帝，他是一个绝对的神。那路西佛呢，他是一个非常非常悖逆于神的角色。而大卫呢，则是一个非常顺服于神的角色。
Usually, as believers, you're somewhere in the middle of that. You're either sort of on. Actually, a lot of believers, and this is a biblical sort of statement made many times. Many believers are on the side of Satan. They're saved, but you know they play the advocate for Satan. And then you have other people at the other end of the scale, working up the scale towards being like David. Yes, yeah.
So it's all about the believers, right?
Just believers. We're just talking about believers here.
就算是我们相信了耶稣基督的我们这些基督徒，我们其实呢也整个生命的状态常常是在路西佛跟大卫这两个非常不一样的极端之间，而且很多的基督徒是更倾向于比较像撒旦。
Yeah, the Bible calls these people enemies of the cross, and in the context, when you look at Paul teaching, for example, in Ephesians.He calls them enemies of the cross, but the context is talking about believers. He says they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ.
以弗所书里面保罗就有提到说，其实呢，很多的他提的就是指的是基督徒是在十字架的敌人。
Yeah, or for example, teachers in the churches posing as angels of light. They're pretending to be angels of light, representing the word of God.But they're not teaching the word of God.
那有一些在教会里面的这些教导的，应该是牧师哦，他们常常把自己比喻为天使之光。 但其实他们却没有真正的在教导神的话语。
But just looking at the example where Paul says, you know, these believers are enemies of the cross. If any believer is talking about like a gospel message, but they're not talking about grace. For example, they say, well, yeah, you have to believe in Jesus, but you have to be good and you have to stop your sins. They're an enemy of the cross.
比如说有一些人呢，在谈到尤其是这些基督徒，他在传福音的时候，他没有讲成我们的救赎是一个救恩，而却认为是一个基督徒你要做一些什么样的事才成为一个可以得到救赎的人，那这种时候他就等于是 enemy of the cross， 就是他是十架的敌人，因为他没有给出真正的福音。
See, the gospel message is all about the cross and it's a message of grace. So if you're teaching anything to do with works for salvation, then you're an enemy of the cross because you're sort of neglecting the work of the cross, the complete work of the cross.
因为当我们是一个在传的福音却没有把救赎当作是神给我们的一个完全的恩典的时候，你等于是在强调的是要对做工，那就变成是人得到了因为工而做工而得到了救赎，而不是因为神完全百分之百给我们的恩典，那这样呢，这种教导就变成是十架的敌人。
And the message of the cross also includes eternal securityThat is the message that once you've believed in Jesus Christ, you're saved and you're saved forever.
而且呢，另外一个很重要的教导就是，当我们信了耶稣基督，我们就得到了这个救恩，而这个救恩是永远的，它不会因为后面发生什么事情而改变。
A lot of pastors, and this comes out of the denominations they're involved in as well, they will teach that, okay, maybe you believed in Jesus Christ and you had salvation, but because you didn't fulfill the scriptures and you didn't change and you didn't become this great Christian and you got involved in many, many sins or you never stopped sinning, you've lost your salvation. They are enemies of the cross.
像有些牧师他会讲说，当我们相信了耶稣基督，我们成为基督徒以后，我们如果没有完全按照圣经所教导的去成就，去属灵生命成长，而或者是我们没有改变，没有变得更好，我们依然如果还是在犯罪的话，我们就会失去那个救恩。那这种教导其实也是一个错误的教导，也是十架的敌人。
Pastors, Christian pastors and evangelists, they have a responsibility.To teach the message of grace. Christianity is the only religion which claims that we're saved, that means we can go to heaven by faith and not by works.
我们要记得就是基督教是大概所有宗教里面唯一是因着我们相信，因为我们的相信，我们的信心，我们才得救的。所有的其他的宗教都是要做什么样的功你才得救。
That's what makes us different from religions. In fact, we're not even a religion. If you remember the definition of religion, you know, religion is trying to please God through your own works or through some system of works or rituals, for example.
我们要知道呢，基督教其实不是一个教，而其他所谓的宗教，它都是因为要让他们的神开心，所以你要做一些什么事来满足所谓对神开心，所以它是建筑在对于这个宗教对人的管教要怎么做而已。那只有基督教它根本不是一个教，因为它不是宗教，它是完全因着我们的信。
If you look at every other religion in the world, whether it's an organized religion or even a cult or something like that, they're always saying you have to change your behavior, you have to do this, you have to do that, and maybe God will look down on you and be pleased and then give you permission to go to heaven.
你如果看全世界的其他的所有的宗教，他们都是这样，都是你必须要怎么做，然后你这样做神会开心，所以你就会有机会上天堂。
And Christianity, true Christianity is the onlybelief system, we can call it a belief system, I don't want to say religion. It's the only belief system that says, if you believe, that is, you believe in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross, and you believe in the resurrection, for example, you go to heaven because of your faith, not because of your works.
只有基督教，甚至不是一个教的基督教，它是一个所谓的相信系统。它呢是在于我们相信了耶稣基督，而且我们相信耶稣基督死而复活，那基于我们对耶稣基督信心和信念，那我们才有了这样子的一个所有的行为。
A comes out very clearly, for example, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where it says, for by grace you are saved through faith and not by works.
所以在以弗所书2章8-9里面就讲说我们所有的得救是因着信心而不是因为人的功。
Right, and then also grace, yeah, because of God's grace.
还有因着神的恩典。
Or you have Acts 16:31, and that just simply says, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
16:31. 使徒行传16:31节,相信耶稣基督,
and you will be saved.
你就会得救。
And that's, remember, that's an imperative command. You're commanded. Pistielson, the word pistis is the stem, the root stem of the verb to believe. But it's in the imperative. You must believe on the Lord Jesus.
而且这一句它完全是用所谓的命令句来说的, 就是说你没有选择的, 你就是必须要相信耶稣基督, 你就得救。
Yeah, and then of course John 3:16.
然后约翰福音3章16节。
Now God loved the world so much, He gave His uniquely born Son.
就是上帝那么爱人,所以他把他唯一将他的独特而生的儿子赐给了人们。
That all who believed in Him would never perish but have eternal life.
而所有相信他的都将得到永生。
Okay, remember you have eternal life. That begins at the moment you believe in Jesus Christ.
所以所有的永生是来自于当我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻起。
And that eternal life, if God gives you eternal life, that means, and it's from God, so it's a perfect eternal life, He's not going to take it away.
所以所谓的神给的永生是不可能再被拿走,否则它就不叫做你得到永生了。
Because all of your sins were punished on the cross.
因为所有我们的罪都已经被十架所承担。And
that satisfied the righteousness of God.
而这也就满足了神要得到的完全的公义。
But the enemies of the cross, they say, oh no, that's not true.
而那些持架的敌人却说这个不是真的。
And I'm talking about pastors, Christian pastors here, evangelists, and they say, oh, you've been a Christian now for over a year, but now you're not coming to church, and now you've gone back to your old sins. Well, you've surely lost your salvation.
所以有一些教会会说，哎，你已经变成基督徒了，但你却没有经常的来教会，那你就会失去你的救恩。
Well, the cross, at the cross, that was where all of your sins were punished. So that's including the sins before you were saved and the sins after you saved. That's all of your sins.
而所谓十架承担了我们的罪, 它承担的其实是我们过去跟未来的所有的罪。
But it's like these people are saying, well, actually, no, you know, maybe God saved you for your sins before you believed. But after you believe, well, now you've just got to save yourself.
但是那一些牧者他们会有一种说法，就是你从你相信那一刻起，过去的罪会被十架承担，但不能够保证你未来的罪会被承担。And
that's why they put a lot of pressure on Christians. They say, oh, now you have to clean up your act. That's an idiom. To clean up your act means that you've got to change your life and things have to be different now. Yeah, so the enemy of the cross is anybody that doesn't emphasize that grace message.
所以呢,持架的仇敌呢,就是那些没有非常清楚救恩的,是一个恩典的,都是持架的仇敌。Now
this is actually a rebelling against God, because you're rebelling against the cross and you're rebelling against His plan. But rebellion against God takes many other forms as well, of course.
所以我们其实讲的这个都叫做对神的悖逆,对十架的悖逆,对救恩的悖逆,对 神的计划的悖逆，所以悖逆其实它有很多种形式。
Yeah, and we did see the obvious form where Lucifer was directly rebelling against God and making his five I will statements.
而路西佛呢，他是非常非常明确的，非常极端的去悖逆了神，因为他有说了五个要，就是他要怎样。
Yeah, he was making an intentional declaration against God.
他是很明白的去宣布了他是与神对立。
And then every time a Christian sins, whether he's knowing he's sinning, and that's actually worse, if you know something's a sin and you do it, well then you're really saying to God, well I don't care about your law.
所以对于一个基督徒来讲,他有可能呢,是完全像路西弗一样,明知故犯的去悖逆神的意志, 那这种东西是最严重的。
And then you have the sins of ignorance. And sins of ignorance is where a Christian, especially new Christians, if they don't know the law, they don't know what's right and they don't know what's wrong, and then they're doing things just following their sin nature. And that's not God's plan either.
那对于那些刚出信的基督徒，他其实是搞不清楚神要我们做什么，所以他就会做一些不属神的事情。
Yeah, actually, sins of ignorance, as far as believers are concerned, the solution is quite simple because you just have to learn the word of God. And, you know, especially for a new believer, they might not know something like worry as a sin, for example. So if they're taught about the doctrine of worry, then they can learn, oh, you know, worry is a sin.
所以像这种就是出于无知而犯罪呢，其实很容易就可以纠正，因为就是必须要学习神的话语，必须要研读圣经，就会知道什么事情是一个罪？就比如说，担忧就是一个，这个是一个罪。你如果没有看圣经，你根本不懂。但你看了，你就懂了。
But you also have like sins of arrogance, and sins of arrogance is really where you know something is a sin, but you continue to do that.
那另外一种就是傲慢，就是第三种的这个悖逆是经由我们人的傲慢，因为明明知道，但是还是有傲慢在里面。
Yeah, it's like you make a conscious decision even before you're going to do that sin, especially if it's an overt sin. You know, that, for example, let's say you've been involved in some kind of a blackmail deal. Some people, they get a buzz out of blackmailing and deceit, and they're scheming this plan. How can they blackmail their boss, or how can they cheat on their taxes? So when that time comes, they're very aware of the sin that they're doing.
这个所谓傲慢型的这种罪呢，是就比如说有些人他会去写黑函，去告你的老板或什么什么。你其实他在写的时候，他其实蛮清楚这应该是在犯罪，可是因为他的傲慢，他还是决定按照他自己的意思做，而不按照神的教导来做。
And sins of arrogance, yeah, they're not so easy to overcome because they require discipline from God.Because if you're intent on going against God and you know it's wrong, the only way that God is going to fix that problem is by making sure you suffer for that decision.
而这种经由傲慢 而产生的这个罪行，其实都是神都得要靠管教，就是要让我们受罪，受一些处罚，我们才会懂得要修正自己。
Comes out in Hebrews 12 verses 6 and 7. If you remember that, you know, God does punish us as his children. And we need to understand it's for our benefit. If God is punishing you, don't faint, which means don't scream and cry out to God and say, this is not fair. What you need to do is appreciate that punishment that God is doing it because he loves you.
所以希伯来书十二章六和七节呢，就有讲说，当我们犯了罪，神必须要管教我们。所以在那种时候，我们其实别跟神哭求，因为你跟他哭他也没有意义，是因为你就是必须被他管教，你应该对这样的管教也感觉到某一种程度的欣喜。
You have to remember, every decision that God makes is for your benefit, whether it's going to hurt or not. You know, a lot of his decisions, in fact every decision, is to provide you more blessing. And sometimes that blessing actually means punishment.
所以我们其实要知道神给我们他所下的为我们下的每一个决定都是对我们最好的，所以他对我们永远是带着祝福，即使是他对我们做了一个非常严重的惩罚，那个惩罚的后面也是代表的祝福。
Yeah, so remember, like sins of ignorance, and again that's, you know, if you don't know the doctrines, you don't know the law of God, you don't know what's right and wrong, that can be solved just by attending Bible class.
而对于无知这样子的这种状态呢，如果是因为无知而犯罪，那最简单的方式就是来上圣经课，就懂得神他的对错是非是在哪里。
And then again, the sins of arrogance, that's more difficult to overcome, but if you don't change your mind, God is going to do everything he can to change it for you.
而对于傲慢而做的悖逆所犯的罪呢，这件事情呢就非得靠神利用管教的方法来改变我们。
But remember the key issue, and this goes right back to the principles behind the angelic conflict and the angelic appeal trial, is you have free will. So God cannot go in and change your free will. You have to make that free will decision.To humble yourself before the Lord.
所以这些所有的事情呢，都是在一个基本上是一个天使的征战里面很重要一个原则，就是我们都有自由意志，神不会 改变我们自由意志，所以我们必须要经由自由意志去下手的决定，所以神只好靠管教来教导我们，我们才会最终会用自由意志去做对的事。
Yeah, okay. Now there's another form of sinning as well, which is more subtle. It's actually called evil here, but this comes out in James chapter 4, where you're just making a decision not to do God's will, but you think you're doing the right thing. And there's nothing necessarily sinful about it. You know, the example is these two guys, or maybe a group of people, and they're deciding to move off to another town and make a business.
但是呢，刚刚讲的那两种，一种是无知犯罪，一种是傲慢犯罪，这个事情都很比较容易搞清楚，最难的是那种很微小很不清楚的这种罪啊，就是在雅各书第四章里面所提到的十三节吧，就是几个商人他们要到另外一个城市去做生意，而雅各告诉他们说，你们确定这是你们要做的吗？是神要你们做的吗？
Like making a sort of a longer term decision. And sometimes it might be, oh, let's move to another country, or let's get into politics. Or even that guy saying, let's get married. He says to a woman, let's get married. Well, is that really the will of God? These are big decisions, and you can't make these decisions lightly.
而这种事情常常都是跟我们要下大的决定，比如说你要搬离一个国家到另一个国家去，或者是你要决定你要进入政治的领域，或者你决定你要嫁给某人。好，这种决定都是一个长期性，有长期性影响的决定。那这样的决定是更是不能够不经由跟神确认神的意志。
Yeah, and the question came up in the last class, how do you really know what the will of God is?
所以这个问题就是我们上次课程里面还提到，就是说我们怎么知道神的意思是什么？
It's a very important question because really your decision making needs to be in line with the will of God. That's the only way you can be happy and the only way you can glorify God.
我们唯一可以快乐，同时可以荣耀神的决定，才是神要我们做的事情。
We did talk last week as well about how Abraham and Moses and David had this great relationship with God. And the reason was because their thinking was on the same level as God, that they were making the decisions, the same decisions that God wanted them to make.
所以上次我们讲到亚伯拉罕、摩西跟大卫这三位最伟大的这个信徒，他们都是在下说，他们的所有的思维是跟神几乎都在同一个对齐的同一个位置的，因此他们跟神才会有这么亲密这么好的关系。
Remember, Abraham and Moses are the only two believers in the whole of the Old Testament which were given the title, and it really is like a title, to be called a friend of God.
就只有亚伯拉罕跟摩西是在所有的这个圣经里面唯二被称为神的朋友，是神说你们是我朋友的，有这样的 title, 有这样的职衔。
And David was the only person where God said, this is a man after my own heart.
那只有大卫呢，是被认为他是完全符合神心意的人。
And the reason was because these people knew the will of God and they were making decisions based on what they knew about God's will.
因为呢，这些人呢，都是真正知道神和心思意念，而愿意下所有的决定都符合神的心思意念。
And it didn't happen naturally, of course. You know, these people were really quite old people before they got these titles and before they were able to be called a friend of God, for example.
而这些人呢，都不是天生就可以变成神的朋友的，因为他们都是到了很老才得到神的这个命名，说哦，你是我的朋友，因为他们都很老的，很老的时候才真正做成一个跟神对齐的人。
Yeah, but we are given, sort of made quite obvious actually, the reason these people knew the will of God was because they studied the will of God.
而这些人为什么能够知道神的心意，是因为他们真正很认真的去研读神的话语。
Yeah, they studied about the law of God and the character of God and God's plan for their lives.
所以他们呢，研究神的戒律，他的法令，然后他们去研究神的
his character,
他的特质，以及他的计划。
Yeah, David wrote a lot of the Psalms, actually. And those Psalms are just full of how he meditates on the Word of God day and night.
而大卫呢写了一堆诗句，都其实呢都表现了出他是从早到晚都在默想神的话语。
And even Abraham, now Abraham, he was around over 1,000 years, I know about 600 years, I guess, before the Mosaic law came in, before the scripture was even written down. But the scripture even says that Abraham himself, yeah, he was always thinking about the word of God.The word of God, even before it was written down, it was a spoken word.
而亚伯拉罕是在摩西写到摩西律法之前600年多年前的人了。然后那时候摩西就有写到说，亚伯拉罕他也是终日都在思考神的话语。
In Genesis 26:4 and 5.
创世纪二十六章第四节跟第五节。
Now this is talking about Abraham here in verse 4. It says that God is giving his promise to Abraham. And he says, in your seed, remember this Jesus Christ, right? In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
26章第4节其实就是上帝在给亚伯拉罕他的一个应许。他说你的子嗣将会遍布全世界各国，然后而且都会被祝福。
Remember, this is a prophecy, and we've studied these over the last few weeks about the prophecies given to people like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that they will be in the line of Jesus Christ.
这就是所谓神给的一个它是有一点像是那个先知性的一个应许啊。最主要是神要告诉他，就是从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之下，将会有耶稣基督的诞生。
And this is brought out in the New King James Version here. When they write the word seed, it's referring to Jesus Christ, and even capitalize the S.
好，所以在这个詹姆斯国王版本好的这个英文翻译里，就会把那个 seed S-E-E-D 好，这个种子会用大写，只要有这个大写的，就代表的是耶稣基督。
Okay, but in the following verse, verse 5 says, Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back to the first.
好，我们休息一下，回来再继续讲。